Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a good day. And before we get out of here and get to Steve, we want to say happy Founders Day to the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Happy Founders Day to our girl Monica Barnes.
Yeah, the Delta's out there. Yeah.
Delta Sigma Theta.
Steve, yeah. Your daughters, Brandy and Carly, Harvey, Morgan Hawthorne. Happy Founders Day to all the Deltas.
Yes. Yeah. Out there listening.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening.
Divine Nine ain't no joke, boy.
Yeah. Love y'all. Love
everybody.
Yeah. All right.
My closing remarks. You know, I just came back from celebrating my father-in-law's 90th birthday. And I was sitting at the table next to him. And I said, man, what a blessing to live 90 years, man. 90 years. And he still got a measure of health. You know, he has a little dementia, but he's, you know, he ain't never forgot me. He still know his daughter and his wife and his kids. So, you know, it's just got little issues, but man, still laughing, stuff like that. Really a blessing. But you know what? I was sitting up there and I was coming home and I thought about, you know what I'm going to do this year? I've always done it, but I'm going to be really conscious of it. I'm going to make sure. But my driver and security guard that was in Memphis, he said, Steve, you said something on the radio a long time ago in one of your closing remarks that stuck with me. He said, make sure you wake up every day and fill your day with effort. He said, man, do you know, man, that I made that my mantra and it changed my life? He said, I wake up every day and fill my life with my day and my life with effort. And I want to encourage people to do that, man, to make sure that you're not, in the words of my daddy, burning daylight. Wake up and make every day count. Because when you put forth an effort every day towards your aspirations, your goals, your dreams, towards your family's happiness or success, whatever, it's like making a deposit. It's like planting seeds. It's putting stuff in the ground that's going to come up later. It's putting stuff in the bank that you can withdraw on later. Make an effort every day to do something positive and put in as strong an effort as you can. So at the end of the day, you fall asleep exhausted from the effort you put in your day. See, you know, man, God's gift to us is he gives us our gifts and our talents. Our gift back to God is the use of those gifts and talents. That's how you say thank you for something that you don't even deserve. All of you have a gift from God, and you have this gift. You didn't even ask for it. You just have the ability to do something extremely well. All of you do. Now, your use of that gift is saying thank you to God. It's returning the favor. Put forth an effort in your life, man, to do something today and maximize your effort. Stop letting days go by where you ain't done nothing. You sitting there just waiting on nightfall to come and I guess I'll go to bed. No, man, wake up with purpose. The night before, work out a plan. Say, hey, I'm going to accomplish these 10 things tomorrow. Everybody should have 10 things that they're trying to accomplish. Okay, let's try 5. But make a list of things you're trying to accomplish. I can't think of a day that I don't have 10 things I need to get done. I cannot think of a day. Listen, y'all, the night before, make a to-do list and make that your purpose, because what's going to happen tomorrow is, you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Life. Something is going to come up that's going to try to distract you from that paper. And do you know, sometimes it ain't just life, but sometimes the devil just busy, man. The devil got imps that work for him 24/7. And it just seemed like every time you get your mind made up to do something, here comes some hater or something come up to try to distract you and throw you off course. That's because the devil has one mission. The devil's mission is to stop you from being what God meant you to be. The devil's job is to rob you of your destiny, to throw you off course, to keep you from being what God created you to be. And you got to be conscious of these imps out here that's working, man. It's people online who are trolling, who are got one mission, is to go through the internet and make negative comments. Do you know, man, that it's people who wake up to do that? I'm a troll. I'm a hater. Do you know that you have haters in your family that ain't happy where they are? So now, anytime they see you trying to do something, they're going to show you why you shouldn't or you can't. And let me tell y'all something, man. Disassociate yourself with people who keep reminding you of your past. Get rid of them people, because they stuck back there and they want you to stay back there. See, it's an amazing, something crazy happens, man, when you try to do better, be better, or want more, or try to overcome. Guess what? It's some people that ain't happy for that. So now here you got people in your life always reminding you of what you did, what you used to do, how you did them. Hey, look, I done said I'm sorry to you. I can't do no more. If you don't want to accept my apology, man, God bless you. I'll pray for you. But what you're not going to do is hold me to that. You can't make me keep paying for my past mistakes when clearly God has forgiven me and allowed me to move on. Stop allowing people to hold you to your past when God has forgiven you and you have the right to move on. Now, I wish I had some more time. I'll continue this one tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow. My closing remark will be part two of this one. Y'all have a great day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.